The Coming of Gluskâbe, Abenaki Northwest Woodlands Creation Story, as quoted in Keepers of the Earth by Michael J. Caduto and Joseph Ruschak. After Tabaldek had finished making human beings, he dusted his hands off, and some of that dust sprinkled on the earth. From that dust, Gluskâbe formed himself. He sat up from the earth and said, "Here I am." So it is that some of the Abenaki people call Gluskâbe by another name, Odisihoso, which means the man who made himself from something. He was not as powerful as Talbadak, the owner or great god, but like his grandchildren, the human beings, he had the power to change things, sometimes for the worse. When Gluskâbe sat up from the earth, the owner was astonished. "How did it happen that you came to be?" he said. Then Gluskâbe said, "Well, it is because I formed myself from this dust left over from the first humans that you made in the sky world." "You are wonderful," the owner told him. "I am wonderful because you made me," Gluskâbe answered. "Let us roam around now," said the owner. So they left that place and they went uphill to the top of a mountain. There they gazed about, open-eyed, so far around that they could see. They could see the lakes, the rivers, the trees, how all the land lay in the earth. Then the owner said, "Behold, here, how wonderful is my work. By the wish of my mind, I created all this existing world, oceans, rivers, and lakes." And he and Gluskâbe gazed open-eyed at the wonder of creation. So in summary, Gluskâbe, the man, made himself. He springs up from the dust left over after the father god, or Tabaldak, had finished making the souls of human beings. When Tabaldak and Gluskâbe meet, they go to a special place where they look upon the beauty of the earth and all that they have created.